when I look at numbers and I look at age starting to be a factor, it's starting to creep in a little bit. I mean, his best year was 2 years ago. His yards per catch was over 14. It went down to 9 the year before, and then last year it was in the 13s. He also only had 50 catches a year ago. He's going to be 29. Salary this year is $27 million guaranteed. That's a lot of money when you consider who he is. He wasn't a number one wide receiver a year ago. I get it why the Bills are making the move, but right now I'm kind of in the middle. I know why they did it. I just don't know if he's the answer to the receiver problem.
Pete Prisco. Well, a little bit different criticism than mine. Mine is more squarely concerned with what the Bills gave up for a player that I can't believe anybody would give up what they did for, given everything, his age and his contract, which was all mentioned right there. I'm not sure he's in decline. I'm not saying that about him, but I guess you could. Numbers-wise, yes. So it's different than just like, well, maybe he isn't the same guy. And further, what did the analyst just say? Like, I'm not sure he's the guy to really get the Bills what they need at that position. Who is? You know, I mean, I liked the Mike Evans idea much more than this. I did not like this, the idea of trading for this player, and I still really don't, but it's something. And there weren't that many other possibilities that seemed realistic. So who were they supposed to go get that did accomplish that? Which is, yeah, now they're in great shape. That was always still going to probably be a question, no matter what trade they made or what signing they made or what draft pick they made. And I think that'll still be true, but they're better on paper than they were yesterday. That really goes without saying. Of course they are. You know, it's been fun today. A lot of back and forth on it. My first tweet about this trade was to the effect of, how come nobody on my feed likes it? And I didn't really like it either. But, you know, I follow a lot of accounts. And one by one, they're like, second round pick, 29 years old, $27 million. Like, it was kind of unanimous on my Twitter. People, you know, mostly analysts who were criticizing it. And, you know, I don't need to be told this, but I don't follow fan accounts, you know, really at all, unless it's somebody that I'm friends with. So, you know, a lot of people raise their hand and like, I like it, and it's mostly fans. It's the classic confrontation. It's the best rivalry in sports, the fans against the media. You know, the first response I got today was to the question, like, why doesn't anybody on my feed like this move? And the first response I got, literally the first one, was hating is easier. Hear me out. Let's say we're just going to choose a take. We're not going to put any brain cells into it. We're just going to decide whether we like it and or whether we don't. No thought other than whether we like it or whether we don't. Which is easier? The Bills traded for DJ Moore. Whoa, 29, 27 million guaranteed money for 3 years. Didn't he walk off the field during a play? What happened in Chicago? They had two new guys and a new scheme, and I wonder, okay, that's if you don't like it. Second round pick. Okay, is that easier than this? This is now me choosing to like it. The Bills traded for DJ Moore. Oh, cool, I know who that is. He's good. The end. Never listen to somebody that tells you hating is easier. It's way harder. To do it right, it's harder. Because you've got to construct an argument. And plus, you're talking to people who really probably would rather not hear it in some cases, you know? So definitely not, that's definitely not it. It wasn't easier to dislike this trade. It was much harder than just, oh, cool, go Bills. You can do that in, you know, 1 second. You can like this trade in 1 second. I don't think you can dislike it in so little time. It takes a little bit more effort. Definitely not less. Here is Mike next. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree. I mean, you can talk yourself into liking it, but in my opinion, this trade sucks. Not only because of the money, the draft capital, the age, and questionably he's washed, but this smells a lot like Amari Cooper, Curtis Samuel, Josh Palmer, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Dave Davis, Mecole Hardman Jr., Elijah Moore, and Keon Coleman, all bad wide receiver deals.
Well, at least he comes in probably at the top of that list. I mean, it's the biggest swing of any of those guys, unless I missed somebody, certainly the most of them. The Bills haven't paid this price for a wide receiver yet until you go back to Diggs, and that was a home run, trading for Diggs. So, yeah, I mean, what can I say? We threw around a dozen or so names, maybe. Free agency didn't really offer much. I had no interest in Alec Pierce, being like top of the market for Alec Pierce. I want to be, like Sal said about himself, you want to be consistent, and that's like of the utmost importance to me. So consistency-wise, yes, I want them, like everybody, including now it appears themselves, to address wide receiver significantly. But I didn't want this player, you know, and whatever. Whatever. I mean, he's pretty good, if not very good. And he hasn't had quarterback luck, which is what I think we're going to end up talking ourselves into the most. We're going to all know the names of the quarterbacks DJ Moore played with in Carolina and Chicago and decide, you know, this is different. And maybe it is. I'm curious for not only what that upside might look like, but whether they want to throw the ball more. Because I think there should be that baked in to this trade. If you don't, then you don't make it. I mean, you don't need to spend so much money-wise and draft pick-wise on a wide receiver that you're going to throw 80 passes to. I mean, you want to beat that. So is there going to be a shift in how the Bills play, or is it simply going to be, well, he's better than the guys we have, and we'll run mostly the same offense and see what we get? DJ Moore does deliver touchdowns, or he has in his career. That's another one. Like, he's not big, 6 foot, but he's been productive touchdown-wise in his career, something that, like, Shakir really hasn't been. He might be a little smaller. Not much, I think. Maybe a little bit. But there's something you can look up from DJ Moore's career and like that he's gotten in the end zone. Here's Tim next. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Open market for DJ Moore right now. If he's alongside Alec Pierce, he's getting that money, even at probably 29. I mean, Mike Evans, he's getting hurt here in Buffalo. I mean, in these elements, he's never played north. I mean, I just think there's a lot more upside to DJ Moore than there is Mike Evans in terms of, you know, the next couple of years. And he does satisfy the outside presence that we need. I mean, it's not perfect, but what's a better move? I don't think it's Mike Evans.
Okay. And I absolutely do. I think Evans is just a much better player. And I like offsetting the age point with just the trends on when receivers tend to get old, if you will. And bigger is better. So he did have a couple of injuries, and I want to respect, not ignore that. I mean, I certainly respect that part of the analysis. But, man, I just came to love that idea. I mean, Evans is going to the Hall of Fame. They're not on the same level, these two guys. And if Evans is too old now, it's not only that. Sal made this point, too. You can't know if you're getting Mike Evans. I mean, there are channels, and you're trying, you know, you're looking into it, or Alec Pierce, or anybody you want. You want to be in the room on a player, but like Sal said about Moore, sure, you could wait this out, or could have waited this out, and found out whether he was going to be released, or just maybe the Bears come down in price, and you end up better for it, but you don't get to control the situation unless you do this, unless you go get him. And that's something that with Evans, you know, who knows how many interested teams there might be for him. I would guess there are a lot. If he's going to leave Tampa, I think he'll destroy in free agency, even at 32. So, yeah, I really got excited for Evans. And part of my, as I've said a lot today, my struggle, not even really a struggle, the struggle is the Bills, again, way overpaying, I think, for wide receiver. It's ironic that they keep doing that and are not good at that position. Like, that shouldn't be how it works. But anyway, my struggle is more that Moore has a couple of these, you know, moments where his effort was called into question. And now he's got tons of guaranteed money. I mean, he's going to be on a team that's favored to win big. So were the Bears. I mean, they were favored to, but they, you know, won a playoff game. They had a real look at it. Just got to hope that you don't have that. And any trust in Joe Brady helps you toward that because he coached him. Mike Shope, Bulldog, is out today. We've got the Sabres tonight, pregame at 6. This is WGR.